What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. Hey there. Welcome back to part two of our Money Myths Five Tip Friday. So last week we covered five money myths that I see very frequently. So if you haven't listened to that one, make sure you hop back over and you listen to that one first. Now, this week we're going to cover five more money myths that I see all the time and are actually hurting your financial future. So let's go ahead and dive in. Money myth number one, student loan debt is good debt. Oh my gosh, you guys, I used to believe this too. And I think once upon a time this was true. When we weren't taking out literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in student debt for just basic bachelor's degrees, like very general bachelor's degrees. That has since changed, and more I see people that are coming to me for coaching that need help that are legitimately paying $1,200 a month for their student loan, and they decided that that career that they studied was not for them, and they don't even work in that field. Not to mention, even if they did work in that field, it wouldn't have paid them enough to cover that bill. So what I'm seeing more and more is that with all the student loan debt, we are in a huge, huge problem as a country. It's a big problem, and it's going to definitely blow up in our faces because people aren't they're not able to afford to buy a house. They're not able to afford to put more money into their retirement accounts because they have student debt with a payment that's literally the size of a mortgage. It's terrible. So that's the biggest money myth that I see. Student loan debt is not good debt. It is debt at the end of the day, and if you can't afford to pay for it, it's not worth it. Money myth number two, older cars are unreliable. I get so pissed about this one because all I drive is older cars. And I've had two cars in the past like 12 years, one of which I just barely got a year ago. And it was I purchased an SUV. It was a Nissan Murano. And guess what? It's a 2004. People are like, oh my God, that's so unreliable. It's going to break down. No, it's fine. It's doing just fine. And if it does have any issues, that's okay because I literally don't have a car payment. So it's easier for me to cash flow another vehicle just in case. But older cars are equally as reliable. You just have to make sure that it's a good car. If it's functioning properly, and it doesn't matter the year of the car, it just matters how well it was taken care of and what issues it currently has. I've seen newer cars that break down just as quickly as older ones. So don't fall into that myth. Money myth number three, you have to choose a Roth or a traditional IRA. This is so interesting because that's not the case. You can actually utilize both and probably should in a lot of cases. So a Roth IRA allows your contributions to grow tax-free because you're investing with after-tax dollars. Now, a traditional IRA gives you a tax break. When you file your taxes, you're able to deduct that amount that you contributed to your traditional IRA. So it's a really good opportunity. Both of which are great. They're just used differently. So it's not choose one or the other. You can actually have both and contribute to both. Just keep in mind that both of the contributions to a traditional and a Roth IRA cannot be more than $6,000 as of 2019. That's the max. So you can put $3,000 in each, but it can't be more than $6,000 total. All right, money myth number four. Buying a home is better than renting. Oh my goodness, this one gets under my skin too. That can be the case, but for a lot of people, that's not the case at all, especially if you're very early in your career, you have no idea where you're going to be living. You don't know, maybe you're new to a city and you're not sure what parts of town you'd actually want to live long term. I actually find that renting is sometimes even more financially feasible. It depends on the house, of course, and how much you purchase the house for, but there are so many hidden costs with houses that people don't even realize that sometimes at the end of the day, it's sometimes cheaper to rent than buy, and a lot less headache in a lot of ways as well. Money myth number five, you don't need an emergency fund if you have credit cards. Okay, if you listen to this podcast, I hope you see the problem with this. The credit card can be a really good option for a lot of people if maybe you're booking flights and you want a little bit of cash back, or if you're traveling and don't want to deal with the foreign transaction fees. Side note, you can use a debit card for foreign transaction fees. It's literally like 10 cents per transaction, so it's not going to break the bank. But there are options for using credit cards, and I'm not totally against them. But I do think if you are relying on your credit card to be your emergency fund, you are setting yourself up for extreme failure at an 18 to 24% interest rate. Not worth it. So credit cards are not your backup plan. They are not designed to be used that way. You can, but I really do not recommend that because that will come back to bite you. It's going to cost you a lot more in the long run, and it's going to add to the financial stress that you feel instead of making you feel secure, which is what an emergency fund does. So always get an emergency fund, at least 3 to 6 months of your living expenses. If you're an entrepreneur, I actually believe it should be 12 months. Call me crazy, but that entrepreneurial income is a little bit more risky. All right, guys, those are the money myths that I see, and I hope you've enjoyed this little series. If you did, leave a review and let me know which money myth really spoke to you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.